Yes?
Director Gordon on 9-2.
Hello, Mr. President.
Sherman, how are you doing?
Very well, Mr. President.
They're raising hell about disarmament agency being pulled down from grade 3 under Kennedy to grade 2 under Kennedy to grade 3 now. And they tell me it hadn't been pulled down at all, but they say that we pulled it down below the Capitol fell, and John McCloy and all the big shots in here.
Well, Foster's been very active on this front, Mr. President. Let me sketch in the background a bit, as I know. I talked
well,
to Max
Bundy
about
it. You just give me a memo on it, and let's talk about it, because I've got two groups
right.
waiting on me.
All right.
Now, number 2nd, April 10th's come and gone. What happened to our reductions? Have we
these reports, Mr. President, are due on the 20th. You see, we were talking about the 10th, but we don't get the March employment figures until about the 17th or 18th. You see, so we couldn't ask for them before the 20th. Now, what we're going to have in the way of further reductions, I simply don't know. But we'll give you a report as soon as we have the responses in the agencies. These letters you signed 10
yesterday.
Letters to agency heads yesterday, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I think these are very important, and we're going to get over. I have on my desk letters to every agency head which follow
be,
up along the same line.
That's right. They ought to be tough.
I'll get them right over to you.
They ought to be tough. I think it's just oughtn't to fill in the vacancies unless they talk to us. I think we really ought to get tough on this thing now. I don't care, I do care about everything, but the thing I want more than anything except peace is to have an honest budget and be under what we told them. And I want to really affect every economy that I can. I don't give a damn who squeals. So you just watch and see how you can do it without hurting the national interest.
Well, those are clear orders, Mr. President. I'll do my best.
Just watch it every way you can, and every time you get out a press release on it, let's do it. Let's keep this crowd off guard that we're a bunch of wastrels.
Well, as I said last time we talked, Mr. President, I think that the record of what the House is doing to the budget is the best proof that anybody could ask for that this was a very austere budget, and I suspect that as the Republicans see the record being made in the House, that they're going to have very little left to talk about on a tricky budget and doing it all with mirrors and phony cuts and all that. The House can't seem to find the softness in the budget, certainly as compared with last year. And as I told you, we're getting criticism on the other side that we've been too stingy.
Yeah, but let's be stingy enough that we get plenty. Are we letting Harry Byrd know it? We got less employees now than we've ever had.
He puts out his own monthly employment statement, Mr. President. He puts it out in a way that emphasizes an increase every time an increase occurs, but doesn't emphasize a decline whenever a decline occurs.
You show me the first good substantial decline we had, and let me call him about it.
All right, I'll do that.
If this April 20th one shows a good substantial one, let's do it.
Very good.
And I think we ought to have a cabinet meeting, an independent agency meeting, and I wish you'd work up an agenda as what we can talk to them about, economizing, cutting down on reports, quit harassing business, quit asking for extra information all the time, and every damn thing we can along that line that'll justify a good cabinet meeting and a good independent agency meeting. I know one thing, I want George Reedy to tell them all to give us any news they can and make the information officers meet over here at least twice a week, once with the independent agencies and once with the cabinet agencies. And you try
Very
to
good.
Get out any announcements that we can make, too.
There's one point that occurred to me, Mr. President, that's a little bit of a twist on the kind of announcements we have been making, but one that I think might make a very good impression on the country. You may have noticed that in the letter that we prepared for you to send to the Atomic Energy Commission, we pointed out that they offered to take a 1% decline, reduction in employment, and you refused it. Now, the reason is that the Atomic Energy Commission operates almost entirely through contracts. There are hundreds of thousands of people who work for the Atomic Energy Commission, but they work for contractors. They're not on the government payroll. the actual employment by the Atomic Energy Commission is very small. It's only about 7,500. Now, what we said in that letter is the important place to save money and reduce employment is among the hundreds of thousands of employees, the contractors. And we want you, instead of cutting your own employment by 1%, to put that 1% more effort into better contract administration so as to get better performance and greater efficiency out of the contractors. Now, that's, I think, a little twist on the...
Can we announce that we wrote these 10 letters?
Yes, and I think perhaps George might be able to do something with that atomic energy letter. It's kind of man bites dog. President refuses employment cut, you see.
See if your boy can't work up a kind of a suggested release on those 10 letters, send them over to him, and with this other approach, too, for his 5 o'clock briefing.
Very good. I'll do that. Right. Thank you, President.